The property is on Arness Heights Drive in the Olson subdivision, a mix of residentially and commercially zoned land with no water and sewer service. It's also right next to Hungerford Hill, a neighborhood with some industrial land and homes thrown into the mix. Joe Aliberti testified over the phone and said a warehouse did not belong in a residential subdivision where he hopes to build a home.
Because I have a beautiful place up there, I got a $100,000 view down the Narrows, and I can see Petersburg Mountain and over to Frederick Sound off my second story when I build it. Okay, so there's a lot of reason for me not to want to see this start happening. And I know that if it does, eventually it's going to affect my property values.
Aliberti appealed last month's decision by the Planning Commission to issue a conditional use permit for construction of a net storage building. Aaron Miller applied for that permit and said Aliberti's appeal shouldn't be granted. Miller read from an opinion by the borough's tax assessor, the Appraisal Company of Alaska. The letter was requested by Aliberti.
The issuance of the subject permit would not adversely affect property values. In fact, the proposed use of the property appears to be of a lower impact, as the immediately abutting area currently has a significant amount of heavy equipment storage and other commercial industrial materials.
The Planning Commission initially did not agree on issuing the permit last fall, but reconsidered the issue this winter and approved the permit. Liz Cabrera, the borough's staff member for the Planning Commission, addressed Aliberti's appeal and the commission's decision on the conditional use permit.
The Planning Commission clearly did, by the number of conditions that they placed, particularly on their limiting of outside storage. I have to say that's probably the first time that outside storage around a net house has been limited to that extent. They also put pretty strict guidelines in on when all of this needed to be accomplished. So I think they did make an effort to mitigate aesthetic values.
The permit has size, setback, and fencing requirements, along with a limit of what can be stored outside of the net house. The Millers also have 1 year to start up work on that project. Another neighboring property owner, Pat Weaver, wanted to make sure the borough would enforce the conditions of the permit.
As has been mentioned earlier, there is an abutting property that has all kinds of equipment stored on it, and that issue has been addressed many times by the city to the property owner.
A year ago, that neighboring property owner, Richard Burrell, applied for a zoning change along with the Millers that would have allowed the gear and equipment storage on a permanent basis. The Assembly denied that zoning change, however. Assembly members noted that anyone else in town with residential property could apply for a similar conditional use permit for building a net shed. That use has been allowed by prior planning commissions for single-family residential land in town with and without homes already constructed. Assemblymember Cindy Lagadakis wanted to deny the appeal.
And I think the fact that it's an allowed conditional use, that other people could do that if they built a home, I understand Mr. Aliberti's concerns, but I would have to agree. I believe the Planning Commission followed process.
The rest of the Assembly agreed, and the vote was a unanimous no against Aliberti's appeal, affirming the permit granted by the Planning Commission. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.